This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Search and Rescue turns to Search and Recovery Wednesday in the waters below the bridge that came crashing down in Baltimore. USA's Laura Winters.
The six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed into it and it collapsed.
I can't imagine how painful today has been for these families.
Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore. Now someone on the ship issuing a mayday call after losing power. President Biden addressing that fact.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation, which undoubtedly saved lives.
President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of the span. An American journalist being held on espionage charges in Russia will be held in pretrial detention a little longer following a Russian court order. It came down Monday, ordering Evan Gershkovich to remain in Moscow police custody pending trial. Gershkovich has insisted he was on a work trip as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Supreme Court deliberating a case with potential implications for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of mifepristone. The Biden administration contended that upholding the decision would cause harm to women throughout the country. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is announcing his selection for vice president during a rally in Oakland, California, Tuesday.
I'm so proud to introduce to you the next vice president of the United States, Nicole Shanahan.
The independent candidate revealed his pick is a 38-year-old attorney and tech entrepreneur. The VP pick is expected to bring more money and more momentum for his campaign. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Sometimes it's a perfect storm of bad circumstances, and that's how one top Engineers Association chief describes what appears to have happened with the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore during the wee hours Tuesday morning.
It was designed back in the 1970s, 50 years ago. It's very unlikely that this bridge was designed to resist the impact of a large ship that we're using these days. The size of ship probably didn't exist back in the 70s.
Ryan Kersting, president of the National Council of Structural Engineers. State authorities in the White House saying there is no evidence that there is a link to terrorism in what happened. A judge in New York telling former President Trump to watch what he says. USA's John Schaefer has more.
A New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's upcoming hush money trial has issued a gag order against the former president. The order bars Trump from making public remarks concerning witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel involved in the case. The decision comes ahead of Trump's trial, which is set to begin on April 15th. Last year, Trump entered a plea of not guilty to charge charges of purportedly concealing $130,000 in hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election.
Rapper Sean Diddy Combs out with a strong denial of any wrongdoing after Homeland Security agents raided two of his homes in the U.S. Monday. The hip-hop star sent a statement into Fox News Digital, with an attorney calling the federally warranted search a gross overuse of military-level force. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Scott Powell's going to be joining us in just a moment. Right now it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Often Scott and I talk about the heart and soul of America. And especially right now as it's hanging in the balance, his new book, Rediscovering America, provides a wealth of foundational information that will empower you and give you hope. It is the light behind the present dark clouds that continue to lurk. But in this particular time that we have set aside, we want to talk about why Easter is the greatest holiday of all time. Now, when you hear holiday, holiday is, kind of an Americanized term that, takes away of the uniqueness and the specialness of what holiday is. Holiday comes from holy day. And Easter, this Easter season, this Easter week, this holy week that we're in, is a holy day, a series of holy days leading up to the holiest of all days. And when you talk about the soul of America, I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road. And as we will once again realize on this Easter Sunday, the grave is still empty. The grave is still empty. He is risen. And what that meant to the world, what that has meant to America, in many ways, it's so incomprehensible. But that shouldn't stop you from really thinking and meditating on it. Why Easter is the greatest holy day, I would say, of all time. Scott Powell is with us. Scott, good morning. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm well, and it's great to be with you.
What a great piece. I love what you've done here. Because, oftentimes in life, the Bible talks about a Salem moment. And that Salem moment is there in the Bible to remind you that this is something significant, that we need to pause and meditate on this. And this Holy Week, loaded with all kinds of opportunity for what some have called holy moments, is there before us to enjoy, but we shouldn't want to rush through it. Is that we want to, really savor and Salem moment this special time of the year, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, especially with all the chaos and craziness going on in the world and in our country. it really is important to draw close to the Lord. And we have to, you know, we really have to put our trust in Him. I think that, you know, God's hand was involved in the founding of America. God's hand has been, you know, seen in history. And we've seen God's hand somewhat absent in some ways. But I do think that as we pray and there's a faithful remnant in America, you know, God will not abandon us.
You know, Scott, it's not so much that God is absent as much as we're not seeing God.
That's right.
We're not seeing God because we're not looking to God. So
that's
what
right.
do you expect? That's really the issue, because God is everywhere. We know Him, that He's ever present. But He says, look, if you call to Me, I'll be there for you. We're not calling to Him.
Well, certainly, I think our elected officials are not. Most of our institutions seem to be very, you know, captured by a secularism, and worse than that, with this sort of deep state, administrative state operating in our country now that is not elected, it's not responsive to the people, and it's involved in activities that would not get the support of American people if they, you know, if it was put up for a vote. But let's focus on why Christianity is so unique. I mean, it is the only religion in the world that has a founder who professed to be the Messiah, the Son of God. No other religion is has a Messiah as its core belief. Only Christianity. So then it calls upon everybody to find out, well, if that's true, then it changes everything.
Exactly.
It should change our lives. So that's, I think, for those who may be skeptical, I think that's your calling, is to really try to determine the truth of that statement. Because if Jesus is the Messiah, then we don't want to live our lives independently of Him. He's the Savior. He's our Savior. He's your personal Savior. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about a few of the things that make...
Well, and the other thing too, Scott, just real quick here.
Yeah.
Thousands of years of prediction,
that's right,
and prophecy was laid
right.
out beforehand, okay? And this is what convinced the Jews so emphatically when St. Paul laid it out and said, look it, you are students of the Old Testament, you know, and of Scripture, and here it is. Here's where Jesus was in Genesis. Here's where Jesus is, you know, in the book of Isaiah, in Deuteronomy. I mean, going all the way through these important books and documents that the Jews held so dear, and all of a sudden the light bulb started flashing. They started, you know, the switch got flipped off and flipped on, and they're starting, wow, yeah, right. Born in Bethlehem. Where was Jesus? Oh, Bethlehem. From the lineage of David, the king. Oh, look at his lineage. He's there.
Right.
You know, we're supposed to, you know, on that day, exactly prescribed by God, he was to be coming into Jerusalem on a colt, on a donkey.
That's right.
The people would be praising. That happened. He was going to be crucified. He was crucified. He was scourged. He died. And then, oh yeah, the other thing. He was going to be raised from the dead 3 days later. I mean, and these are just a couple of the memory points that Paul laid out for the Jews at the time that were aware they were students of the Word of God, and it was undeniable.
That's true. Yes, and you know there's some interesting factoids in that. One of the very first prophets was David, and we don't always think of David as a prophet, but he wrote about the crucifixion of Christ at a time, a thousand years before Christ. He describes the crucifixion of Christ at a time when crucifixion had not yet been invented as a means of execution. In other words, it didn't even exist. No one had any concept of crucifixion, and yet he wrote about it a thousand years before Christ.
Yeah, it is amazing how all these different men, David included, that were involved in documenting spiritual history and And it's uncanny. How do you do that, Scott? How does that happen without the control and inspiration of the Holy Spirit?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Well, we've got to go to break right now. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Scott Powell. Why Easter is the greatest, I say, holy day of all time. And we'll get deeper into Scott's latest commentary after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, professor of radiology, urology, and surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Scott Powell is coming to us right now. He's the author of Rediscovering America, which provides a wealth of foundational information that will empower you and give you hope about this country. If we're going to get this country back on track, we need to understand what being back on track looks like, okay? Especially in this age of misinformation, Scott. You have a government that, we want to have the Ministry of Truth. I mean, where have we heard that before in history, right? It's the exact opposite, and this is what's happening. We have a government that touts these things. Well, look at, I find that when you are, you don't have to. You just do it, right? You don't need to go on and tell everybody, well, I'm honest. Well, why are you telling me that? Do you doubt that? can I tell you the truth? Well, no, I'm not in the mood for the truth. Why don't you just lie to me like everybody else? I mean, these silly things, these mannerisms we get into because we don't even realize what we're saying. But in a sense, we are telling people the truth by saying, okay, get ready. I'm going to lie to you.
That's right.
It's bizarre. But anyway, that aside, let's talk about your latest column at the Federalist, and God bless them for, printing this. I mean, this is quite the dissertation. Why Easter is the greatest, I say, holy day of all time. I know you say holiday, but holiday comes from holy day, and Easter is the most holiest of days, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, yeah. When you think about comparing to other religions, almost every other religious founder in history came into the world to live. And that would include, Abraham, Moses, Buddha, Muhammad, all of them. And so their death was anticlimactic end to their lives and their work. But Christ came into the world to die, and his sacrifice was the ultimate climax of his life, done for the benefit of all mankind, opening the way to eternal life and a full relationship with God. And also what makes Christianity unique and inviting, really, is that there's no entry requirement of imperatives or rules or rituals to join Christ's family. All other religions have formalities, and they are works-based. That is to say, you have to perform certain things in order to qualify, in order to be a member in good standing.
Christ, it's a quid pro quo arrangement,
right?
Here. That doesn't happen yet. Exactly.
Christ accepts us just as we are, and we need only acknowledge why we need him, that we are sinners, that we fall short, then we need him as our Savior, and then we invite him to come into our lives. That's it. That is it. And when we have that, that prayer, that little discussion, that invitation to the Lord answers it. And I say to everyone who will offer that prayer, who invite Christ into their life, you can say, Lord, I'm not entirely sure, but I am trusting you to show yourself to me in the not too distant future. Show yourself to me. Show me that you're real. Show me that what I've done here in turning my life over to you and asking you to come into my life as my Lord and Savior, reconfirm that over the next over the next few weeks, over the next month. God will answer that prayer, and God will build on that. I mean, I don't know how many times I feel as though God has saved me from a big error, saved my life many times, really.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, when you talk about God and when you read about God in the Old Testament and how he, brought the children of Israel with his outstretched arm and his mighty, mighty strength out of Egypt, saving them from slavery, bringing them out, and you begin to realize the holiness of God. I mean, to the degree the children of Israel, they didn't want to hear his voice. It so scared them. They knew they couldn't be in his presence. They were just unqualified and unworthy. And just hearing God's voice himself. See, and Jesus comes in as the intermediary to, in a sense, cleanse us, God, so that we can have this direct relationship with the Father. Without Jesus, you can't have it. Right?
Right. That's
and
right.
This is why Jesus came, so that we could come back into that into that position of grace and relationship with the Father, the way He always intended it, the way He designed us, the way He designed all His creation, all harmoniously coming together with every rhyme and reason that is beneficial for all concerned. And only the way that God could do this, it's ineffable, really, when you think about it, Scott. It just blows me away.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. You know, and the other thing about Christ and His ministry and Christianity is that when we look at other religious founders and leaders, no one even comes close to showing the kind of love and compassion that Christ exhibited. Christ came beside the misfits, the outcasts, the immoral. He healed the physically afflicted. He cast out demons from the deranged. In other words, He brought God to the people that were at the bottom of society.
Exactly.
And no other religious leader did that in history. And I think that's one reason why the Jews who observed Christ, they just couldn't handle that. Because they would never think of doing that. Their religion was for proper people who had status in life. Jesus mm-hmm. came for everybody.
Right.
And that's a real comforting, because sometimes we ourselves feel as though we're nothing. We've screwed up, we've failed. Christ is there for us in our failure. And as far as Easter goes, it is the day of resurrection, and the resurrection was really central to God's providence because it provided seeing is believing evidence.
Exactly.
Of God bringing Jesus, the Savior, back from being dead in a tomb to being alive. You know, no other religious leader who died ever was resurrected, only Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And He was resurrected for 40 days so that people could have irrefutable proof of who He was. Mm-hmm. He was seen by, in those 40 days, He was seen at least 10 times and probably more. And sometimes it was he appeared to individual disciples, sometimes groups of disciples. And on one occasion, he appeared before 500 people.
Exactly.
And, there was no record of anyone refuting it. No one ever accused this as being a hoax. There's no written record that the resurrection was a hoax.
Well, the Jews, the ruling class of the Jews tried to promote that it was a hoax, right? And they told Pilate, hey, make sure you put a guard there, because we heard that, his followers are going to claim that he rose from the dead. So lest that be a greater hoax than his earlier hoax that he was God, we need to protect the integrity of our perspective, right?
Could prevent Christ from being resurrected and hitting that tomb. I mean, this is supernatural power. This is God's power. You can walk through walls.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, and who was going to roll back the stone, right? Is Mary Magdalene. Is she's going to finish up his preparation of his burial. She thinks for a moment, she goes, oh my God, well, that's right, we got a stone. Who's going to move that stone, right? And she gets there, and the stones move supernaturally, is what you're saying.
That's right. Yeah.
Well,
amazing.
What a day. As you say, this was God's handprint on Jesus' ministry that continues to this day, when He told us that, what I've given, you go give. And take this gospel message to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. That is our mission and our ministry that continues to this day. And Easter Sunday coming at the end of this glorious week, actually the start of the next week. And what a blessing, huh, Scott?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's
happy Easter.
It's amazing.
We released,
you know,
the 2024 X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, highlighting an emerging global identity crisis as cybercriminals double down on exploiting user identities to compromise enterprises worldwide. According to IBM X-Force, in 2023, cybercriminals saw more opportunities to log in versus hack into corporate networks through valid accounts, making this tactic a preferred weapon of choice for threat actors. Noting a 71% increase worldwide in cyber attacks caused by exploiting user logins, cybercriminals are using our expanding digital footprint as a pawn for extortion tactics against businesses. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager, IBM X-Force.
Cybercriminals are just always looking to improve their margins, and really there's nothing that yields a higher ROI for them than simply logging in. With more fragments of user identities accessible on the dark web and cybercriminals innovating ways to steal valuable credentials, the growing identity crisis that's developing is simply one that businesses and consumers can't afford.
Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. President Biden promising the federal government will help foot the bill for a rebuild of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. This as search and recovery efforts are set for Wednesday.
Our prayers are with everyone involved in this terrible accident.
President Biden speaking about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the wee hours are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed right into it. And the head of the NTSB, Pete Buttigieg.
It's too soon to offer estimates on what it will take to clear the channel and reopen the port.
USA's Laura Winters. Visa and MasterCard are on the brink of a groundbreaking deal aimed at reducing merchant fees, potentially putting billions of dollars back into consumers' pockets. Under the terms of the settlement, credit card giants will be compelled to cap these fees over the next half decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's being reported Michael Lindell's MyPillow is being evicted from a warehouse after failing to pay $200,000 in back rent. This is 4 months worth of rent in a building that he said he'd vacated a while back, has not been using. A building that he originally had rented to handle a business that didn't come about according to plan. But needless to say, you know, Lindell certainly has been pummeled with lawsuits and things that have been happening, anything associated in the political environment. Even the show, I mean, we've been affected and lost business because we insist on pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And, you know, so that, number one. The other thing that bothers people is that I'm a Christian, that I believe in God, as you could tell from our earlier conversation with Scott Powell and our celebration of this Holy Week. You know, but look it, God has provided, and I'm sure he will provide, continue to provide for Michael Lindell and his family as well, as he gets through this situation, as there are so many other people of faith and those of us on, you know, that do not believe in the totalitarian attitude of this administration, which is an extension of Barack Obama's 8 years, in my humble opinion. And here we are. We're all hanging in the balance. Well, with us right now from Stream.org is the Morning Brewster himself. Yes, our favorite barista, the one and only Al Parada. Al, good morning. How are you?
Okay, how you doing this morning?
Hey, doing a lot. I mean, I'm doing well, all things considered. I mean, it's like we've got a lot of craziness going on, as if we, you know, like all of a sudden it just raises. No, it's been around for a long time. But I got to tell you, with the bridge collapsing and what happened in Baltimore, this is fishy. I'm just laying it out there. Laura Logan did some reporting on it, and she said that she had consulted with some intel that, you know, agreed with the fishiness of this situation, that, you know, I think there's a lot more behind this than we realize. And then the fact that Joe Biden says, hey, I'm going to send the money, I'm going to build them. Joe Biden, you're not cutting a check from it. You're not diverting any of your China money over to Baltimore to build this. This is coming out of us, we the people. And it's like, well, I'm doing this for them. It's like, please,
yeah.
Give me a break.
Well, I mean, it's Joe Biden. It's an election year. Baltimore is a very blue city in a very blue state. And he's losing urban votes. So he's going to try to do what he can to help Baltimore. He's going to actually work on this one. So that's
right.
I mean, if some people in Baltimore, these are all Democrats, all the leadership over there. So when you see Pete Buttigieg walk up, do you feel better or worse?
Yeah right.
You know, he doesn't exactly instill confidence. Mm-hmm. Nor does Joe Biden. So that's why, like, I was figuring out this morning, that who would you rather have when the bridge falls down come to help you? Joe Biden or the guy who rebuilt the New York skyline? You know what I'm saying? This is a practical matter. I don't, you know, you can hate Trump all you want, but the guy is a builder and he fixes things that are broken. And this is a big deal. It's a big deal. My, you know, my nephew's a civil engineer from Maryland, and he knows in Maryland. And it's this is a big deal having that bridge go down. And they need to get it back up because to get that harbor particularly cleared out, that's the third biggest harbor in America.
Right.
They got to get that channel clear. There's other ways a little bit around through Baltimore, as you know, but still, you got to get that going because of its importance north to south and to the commerce of the nation.
Exactly.
The stuff that those ships are bringing in is going everywhere, all over the country. Mm-hmm. So we're all affected by this in some way, shape, or form. But man, yeah, I mean, you hope it was just something went wrong, like they say, dirty fuel or whatever, and it wasn't like a cyber attack that knocked out the power.
Mm.
But
I mean, there's some discovery here. I don't think we need to take things for granted. You know, suspicions are there. Look at where America is right now. I mean, we were talking with James Massa earlier, Al, and you know, from Numbers USA, is that the dangers we have are no longer existential. I mean, they are amongst us, whether it's Hezbollah, Hamas, terrorists in record numbers coming in that Mayorkas has no clue about, the cartels. If ever there was an opportunity to really devastate this country and to bring America down, boy, I don't know of a more vulnerable time than maybe when we first became a country.
True, because if you're our enemy, and you're looking at the polls seeing that Donald Trump's coming back, you know now is the time.
Yeah.
You know, now this is when you take your shot. Now the question is, are they going to have the, you know, are they going to pull the trigger on it? As opposed to like little, you know, we're going to have little attacks here and there, probably from the nut jobs that have been led into the country, but in terms of, you know, a real effort from China, Iran, and teaming with Russia. You know, are they going to roll that dice? Now's the time to take the punch.
Well, and because the thing is, it's a different program if we get under new management and Trump's in place. You know, Iran's wings will be clipped. China will again will restore the sanctions to level out the trade discrepancy that's going on that Joe Biden gave back to China. No wonder China could give Joe Biden and his family, you know, millions upon millions of dollars. That's chump change compared to, you know, the $400 billion per year that Joe Biden just arbitrarily canceled at the expense and pain of U.S. industry and businesses who are not able to compete fairly with the Chinese.
Yeah, I mean, it's a depressing thought that the guy, these are the United States is a fully owned subsidiary of China.
Yeah. I mean, here they talk about oh, Trump's owned. He's a puppet of Putin and all this stuff that they've gone on for years ad nauseum. And it's like, I don't want to hear from Hillary Clinton. And the only thing I want to hear from Hillary Clinton is, hey, for all that money that I cost the taxpayers for the big lie of 2015 and 2016, I'm going to reimburse the government for all that expense. Right. Like that's going to happen. But no, I mean, and it's amazing how time and again here, you know, you get the HER report comes out, says, what Biden did. Yeah. He broke the law. But, you know, he's just he's so messed up in his head. There's no way that a jury is going to convict him. So, you know, we'll just leave it there and let you decide. Go, wait a minute. You're going to leave it there for 8 more months. We got to put up with this knucklehead as the commander in chief. And the president of the United States.
Yeah, it is still bothering. I mean, her did the job. His job, hire her to get Biden away from any criminal charges, and he did it in a clever way, which also damaged Biden. Because anybody knew he was corrupt, but to have an official DOJ report declare the guy mentally out of it, that's a big deal politically. And which is why the Democrats are all after his head, too. But he did his job, which is a clear, clear Trump or clear Biden of any criminal activity.
And that was the point. You know, Kevin Kiley, the California congressman, goes, "Wait a minute. You know, here it is. You got two people." You know, dealing with the same deal, you know, mishandling of documents. Certainly, you know, Biden is much more egregious because he didn't have standing, you know, but for the last 3 years in terms of being able to protect that. He had documents from his Senate days. He had top secret documents as vice president. He didn't have any authority whatsoever. But yet, you've got a former president who has standing and the authority to declassify this material, and he's the one that gets indicted. He's the one whose house is raided, and the FBI comes in en masse. What's up with that?
Yeah, and Trump had it all locked up too, where Biden had it spread out.
I know, but look what the FBI did. They scattered the paperwork on the floor, took pictures of it, and made it look like it was in shambles. I mean, they had to kind of make it look a little bit like Joe's garage, I guess. Got to go to break. More from Al Parada after this. Stay with us.
Hey, I know I can't be alone on this. Is anyone else behind on their Easter prep? Because it snuck up on me. Good thing I went to Kohl's. I found Sephora beauty finds for under $25. That'll be perfect for my girls' basket. And I saved 40% on 2 dresses for them, too. Then I got myself a stylish dress for 20% off, plus an extra 15% off. Oh, and I earned Kohl's cash. Kohl's saves the day again. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sephora and kids' Easter looks. Coupons do not apply. 15% offer ends March 30th. Store or Kohl's.com for details.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Al Parada. Yes, it's all part of his morning brew from the managing editor, stream.org. Thought we'd go outside of the morning brew for just a moment. We were talking about Ronna McDaniel. She didn't even get a parking space there at NBC. I mean, the outrage of her being hired, it's just so amazing. I mean, here supposedly a free and fair press, right? And, you know, proponents of the First Amendment, right? No. We're not going to have, you know, somebody who believes with 60% of the country that the 2020 election was compromised. You know, no, that's inconceivable. It's just like, please.
Yeah. I mean, if you're scared of Ronna McDaniel, my gosh, you're pathetic. If she's too much, you know, conservative, too much Republican, too much, you know, sort of kind of like liking Trump a little bit for them, my gosh, they can't handle Ronna McDaniel. You're talking about Ronna McDaniel.
You know? Exactly.
I mean, we just got run out of the RNC because, it's just crazy. She should take it as a badge of honor. I'll tell you what, God bless. She should take it, you know, take them to court, you know, breach contract and all the whatever else. Make sure she gets the money and just walk away. Realize, take it as a sign of something good that she's getting scary for MSNBC. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Todd and them and Morning Joe and everything raised the standard. That, you know, it's not bad enough for you to hate Trump. You got to really hate Trump. You know what I mean? So the bar has been raised. She didn't hate Trump enough. And, you know, the First Amendment be damned. What Constitution? What are you talking about? And then they wonder why their audience is leaving, because basically they're telling 60% of their potential universe, hey, don't even stop here. Because we don't even believe you. We think you're idiots for questioning the 2020 election. So if you're not going to comport with our way of thinking, you know, discussion over. Don't waste your time. Yeah. Go somewhere else.
And let's be real. What would be better television? Even if you're MSNBC, so in the tank for Biden and the DNC, wouldn't it be better to have somebody who is
basically a MAGA type person and believes all this stuff, it makes for better television.
Exactly.
You know, all your hosts going after them, it's better than if somebody able to respond in some way, shape, or form. It's better television. It makes for better programming, which makes for better ratings.
Yeah, but they don't like that. They don't want conflict. That's why they don't want there's no way they're going to get close to a Jim Jordan or Steve Miller, right? And a former advisor for Trump. He's so pick and articulate. I mean, he would run circles around these guys. Because they're generalists. They really don't understand. They just throw stuff, the talking points out there. That's the depth of their knowledge of anything, is a bumper sticker talking point. That's all they know. And then they come up against a guy like Miller or, Jim Jordan, somebody that has the facts, and they don't know what to do with themselves. They bring somebody that really understands climate, you know, like Greg Wrightstone. I mean, this guy's been studying this for decades. And there's no way they're going to talk to him, because he's empowered with all the empirical evidence, and they can't handle a counter argument, and they just want you to like Maisie Hirono, just shut up and sit down, and we'll take it from here. We know what we're doing. Oh yeah, great. $34 trillion in debt, economy in the tank, all this cheating and lying and disunity. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job. Yeah, really awesome.
Yeah, the TDS is just so out of control. You can't even put it into words. It is sad. It's pathetic, and at some point, it's like actually funny watching them. Like when they cut away from Trump talking, because he starts talking about how all these cases against him are coordinated, which is provable because people are at the White House.
Right.
State prosecutors, they're all at the White House. There are people who work for the Justice Department who are now in these local offices. And they cut away. Think about untruths, that this is Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. We can't put him on the TV because he's an agent of disinformation. And the thing is that cracks you up. They still put him on. They'll still report on him because... Sure. The guy's a ratings magnet. You know, people still want to hear about what's going on with Trump, even if your message is messed up. I tune in every once in a while just for entertainment, because the pretzel logic in that is like, my goodness, and you're on national TV, and this is what you're reporting? My goodness. I mean, why don't you do your job?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I wish I were in charge of somebody's network. but what they're doing, it's just stupid. And we need to have, honest debate. We need to have, clearer. They need it. These networks need it for their benefit.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Segmented everything like that. But what was the funnest show on CNN back in the day? Crossfire.
Exactly. Yeah.
You couldn't have a crossfire now because you couldn't have somebody, equal people, debating.
Yeah. Yeah, even Saturday Night Live used to make fun of that. Remember that? With Jane Curtin. Oh, that's hysterical. It was great stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the left ruined that concept. Because they've aberrated it to such a degree. And like you said, here's the talking points. Okay, everybody is going to be on the same talking point, and we're all going to render ourselves stupid. We're all going to be siloed. And here it is, the intellectual quotient of America. I think we're at 27 right now, educationally speaking. I mean, we're going to plummet to 100 pretty soon. I mean, we're going to be known as the moron country here, because we're so ideological. Right.
Yeah. So I was going teaching our kids. They'll know all their pronouns, but they won't know how to add.
And they won't even know how to ask a question, because they're going to be afraid to ask a question. Because if you ask a question, which young kids always do. I mean, why? And that's just drives. Hey, just shut up. Shut up. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know why. I told you.
This is the way these kids of the future are going to be conditioned. I mean, they're already being conditioned that way, Al. It's scary. Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all going to be like Kamala Harris. There'll be little Kamala Harris memes, you know, mini-me's out there, clapping to all the wrong things, right?
Yeah. We'll know their Venn diagram. That will be about it. And we'll know all the colors of the rainbow flag and the history of drag queens in America, but they won't know
exactly
about the founding fathers, you know. So it's okay. That's our future.
Yeah.
But
right,
our,
exactly.
You know, God made homeschools and private schools and, you know, and people fighting, trying to get control of school boards, which is why elections matter. Local elections for school boards, because you get on school boards, you can change a lot of that stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, and Kamala's new book, you know, why you must know your pronouns, right?
Yeah. And all sorts of recipes for word salad. What dressings go with Kamala's best word salad?
Lord have mercy. Yeah, what a mess. Al, in your latest column, you talk about Megan apologizing for buying the trans lies. Woo. Boy, that's one, huh?
Yeah, and there's a perfect example of a journalist, a media personality, who's not afraid to admit they're wrong, and tries to play straight. He can disagree or agree with her on different things, but at least she's trying to play straight. And that was her realizing that she got caught up in that game, you know, is harmful to women.
Exactly.
And the young girls, the trans stuff especially. The detransitioner and realize had a better view of what that was all about, and the manipulation and the destruction. But, you know, you got to stop it. It is a destructive force, and it's not a natural one. It is not, you know, all of a sudden, you know, gender fluidity didn't just come about. The biology, human biology didn't just change, you know, in the last 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, getting back to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, I mean, really, with all due respect, I guess, this is like Dumb and Dumber, you know, talking about Israel. They have no clue. I mean, Joe Biden, who Bob Gates said hadn't gotten anything right, I think at the time it was 20 years, he still hasn't gotten anything right, and here we are 40, 50 years later. You know, that's one thing you can count on from Joe Biden. The Joe Biden brand is clear. It's a mess. Yeah. I mean, when it comes to foreign policy, and here he is right now, and he's interfering with what's going on with Israel, and, you know, just the United Nations, talk about hot messes. I mean, it's just madness and chaos all over the place. It's crazy.
Yeah, look at those numbers in Michigan and Minnesota, and he's putting his election ahead of the safety of Israel.
Exactly.
Throwing Jewish people under the bus.
Send in the clowns. Here comes Michelle Obama.
Oh, gosh. Don't say that.
August, here it is. I mean, a lot of people are predicting that's what's going on. Joel Gilbert did a great expose on it. We've got bets pending right now on it. One attorney says, "I'll bet you 100,000 to 1 she's not going to be there." I said, "Hey, for a dollar, why not? I'll take that."
Oh, for a dollar, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that bet. I think that's a stupid bet. Why not?
I would see Hillary Clinton coming in to be
that's not going to happen.
Well, Alvarado, self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone?